Hello, everyone. It's Jenny's Tattle Tales, and I am Jenny Heckman. I am the award-winning paranormal romance author of the Heaven and Earth series, and this is my video blog slash podcast where we talk about all things writing. We talk about authors new and old, and we talk about their work as well as lifestyle. So I wanted to welcome you here today, and thank you so much for joining me.
We have to start over.
Okay, so we're not muted now.
It's heavy, isn't it?
Do we have any other flowers?
No.
Okay, so welcome to Jenny's Tattle Tales. Today Jenny's not here, but we're gonna interview Dee Taylor, the heroine of Jenny's upcoming book, The Scornucopia, that's going to be released on August 4th this year.
Yep.
Welcome, Dee.
Thank you.
Can you tell our readers, what is your full name?
It's Deidre Georgette Walker Taylor.
And people call you Dee for short?
Yep.
Do you have any other nicknames?
Oh, I've got many nicknames, but probably not for human consumption right now.
Well, let's pretend that nobody will hear this.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, okay.
Cut that part out.
Do you want a drink? Maybe you'll get some inspiration.
Hot stuff, hot mama.
Hot stuff. What are your nicknames? Hot, you want me to help you?
Don't call me late for dinner. Okay. My hat is a little bit heavy today. It's got, I got my flower and it got a little bit heavy, so I apologize for that.
Do you really want to keep the flower?
I like my flower.
I mean, it's pretty, but
yeah, no,
it's bumping in your nose.
But that's okay because I got a lot of nose to bump into. So,
so where were you born, Dee?
I was born on Oahu, Hawaii, in 1941. December 7th, which was, of course, as you know, Pearl Harbor Day.
Yes.
And my daddy died the same day that I was born. And it was really sad. It was really hard on my mama, Catherine. But she's a tough woman, and she took us off of Oahu and brought us on over to Kauai, Hawaii. And that's where I was born and raised.
And
I guess not
born. Do you live there now?
I do, with my grandson, Finn, and his new bride. Her name's Raven.
Yeah. And we know Finn and Raven from the Sea Archer, right?
Oh yeah, that gal Jenny, she wrote that their whole story down, and it's a good story. They've got a good story. Yeah, my hat is flattening my nose, but that's okay. It's okay. We'll keep going. I'm a trooper.
Now, do you have any siblings, Dee?
I do not. No, no. My daddy died the day that I was born, and that was enough for my mama. She never did date again. I don't know what that was about. She was a sure fine-looking woman, but she just didn't want to date. I was a handful.
Well, I had a question, but you kind of answered it. What does your voice sound like?
What does my voice sound like? Well, I've got a little bit of everything in there, but because I was born in the 40s, I guess I just kind of got the little country twang that my husband Arthur had. He was from Alabama. And
Did you go to somewhere in the South? Or
no.
Where did you pick this up?
I don't know. It just came out of nowhere.
Are you a left-handed or a right-handed?
Ooh. I'm ready. I'm ready. Right. Yep.
And what do you do for a living, Dee?
Oh, well, I grow things for the most part. I have a little flower shop in off of Kauai. It's actually in Kuala, and it's called Dee's Cornucopia. And I run that since my husband first bought the property for it. And yeah, so I've been doing that for quite some time now.
And what things do you like to grow?
Anything, darling.
I can grow anything.
Flowers, vegetables, you name it. I mean, look at the flower that I have on my hat today. I grew that.
Oh, wow. How long did it take?
Long, long time. Had to get the
Do you have any annoying habits?
None. What are you talking about? I am a very proud, eccentric woman, and that's just the way that I've always been. I love the way that I am. I make no apologies for the way that I am.
I know people know you about how you dress.
Yes. Today I'm a little bit more subdued. I got my stripes and stuff on, but I like to wear my muumuus, and there's a reason for that. And you might find out about that in the book, but I love muumuus, and here's the reason why. Because when I was a young gal, all I did was wear things to my mama's way of thinking, or, you know, ways, you know, 50s, women had to dress a certain way. So I dressed that way for a long, long time. And then when I wanted to start my garden shop, I told my husband that when I started that garden shop, I was going to wear nothing but floral dresses and be the way that I wanted to be with no apologies. So that's who I am.
Okay. So what is your hair color and your eyes? Because obviously we cannot see.
Yeah. Well, I got kind of a weird little fringy thing going on here. But usually my hair is, I think the light's catching it a little bit different here today, but I'm mostly a silver-haired, you know, white-haired kind of snowy white lady, but it's hitting it kind of funny today. It almost looks red today. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, it must be the lighting.
It must be the lighting, yeah.
And what color are your eyes?
Oh, my grandson likes to say they're like ripe blueberries.
Now, do you have any scars?
Nope, not a one. Not
How
a
about tattoos?
Oh God, no, those things. My grandson has a tattoo, and I thought he was just plumb stupid when he did that. But you know, he's got to be him, just like I got to be me.
So you will never get a tattoo.
Well, I guess I can't say never, but if I got one, it would probably be on my butt somewhere.
Would it hurt to sit down
on your butt? It would hurt a lot on your butt. I got a lot of butt for it to hurt too. I don't think that I would. If I had to get something, it'd have to be something that would be able to sag along with my butt. Yeah.
Which words or phrases do you most overuse?
Oh. Well, I don't know. I just think I use all of them. All the phrases, all of them. I just talk a lot, probably. But most of the time when I say something, it's worth saying, I think, because I say it like it is.
Straight shooter.
Yeah, I'm a straight shooter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where did you learn most of your skills and other abilities? Did you always knew that you can grow stuff, or you just woke up one day and just wanted to grow stuff?
Well, my mama was, she grew stuff, and she taught me how to make things grow, how to make them seed and how to make them grow. And we created our garden out and back together. And ever since then, I learned a lot from her. Yeah. You'll learn more about my mama in the book too. She was a really good woman. She helped me a lot in my life, and I've had some tragedy in my life, and she helped me through most of it.
Do you have any role models?
My role models? Well, I guess it would have to be my mama and probably my late husband, Arthur.
Okay, now I know you grew up without a father.
Mm-hmm.
How was your childhood?
Well, most people would think you'd be kind of lonely if you didn't have a father, but my mother, she really was a good woman, and she was able to be both to me. My childhood, I was kind of raised in the come of age in the 50s, I guess. And back then women were, you know, there's a certain way women had to be. And my mama knew that I didn't really march to that drummer. So she was really good about letting me be myself. And yeah, so, I mean, what was the question? Yeah, I'm kind of looking out there at the trees, and they're looking awful pretty, and I was kind of in my own little world.
So,
here.
When and where were you the happiest?
Oh, wow. Well, I'd have to say my very happiest was with my husband, Arthur. he was a real good man, and he made me feel like I was okay, just who I was. And we got married and we had a little boy. And I'd have to say those first few months were probably the happiest of my whole life.
Who are your friends? Do you have any friends?
Oh, girl, I've got so many. I've got, everybody knows me. If they haven't met me once, well, I don't know. There's just nobody that's a stranger to me. I know everybody on that island. And if I don't know you, that means you're visiting, and I'm going to know you shortly.
When did you have your first kiss? And with
okay, now we're getting to the meat of it. I've had many kisses, and I'd have to say a lot of them were behind my mama's. There's a big old banyan tree at my mama's house, and my first kiss was probably when I was about maybe 13 years old, right before I had to leave. I had to leave school to go help my mama with work and making the bills. So my first kiss was the summer before I went and did that. And I was 13 years old, right behind the old banyan tree. The boy's name was Teddy Frickernocker.
I don't know how this is transcribed. Who had the most influence on you?
Well, I guess I just influenced myself most of the time. I there's a lot of people out there, and I follow my own drummer.
What is your greatest regret so far?
Oh, well, that would have to be my son, Matthew. I held a lot of regret with him. He was a good boy, but it was hard raising him by myself, and he got into some trouble when I was having to work, and I just couldn't ever get him completely out of it.
Was there anybody else after your husband?
Oh, well, I guess the answer I should say is absolutely not, but there might have been a couple of time or two with a nice police officer I knew, but...
What is the most evil thing you have done?
Evil? I'm not an evil gal. I don't think I'm evil. I guess when I kicked Beaker Sparks in his butt and he fell down, I guess maybe that was a pretty evil thing to do, but he was an asshole, so.
Okay. So he deserved it?
He deserved it.
Okay.
It wasn't evil.
Do you have a criminal record?
No. No.
What is the most embarrassing thing that happened to you so far?
Well, I guess, you know, I don't get embarrassed. I embarrass people. So I don't think I've ever been real embarrassed by nothing.
What is your best memory? And the worst memory?
Well, my best memory is probably the day that I got Finn, but it was also probably the worst memory I ever had as well, because I lost my son the same day. But Finn, that boy can make me smile, make every day a good day.
He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
He's very hot.
Oh, he's a hot boy, isn't he?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, he's always been one to chase away the girls and... Or I have to chase away the girls, actually. And he trying to get with the girls. So, yeah.
What is your greatest fear?
Losing Finn. I'd probably say I've lost my mama. I lost my daddy. Lost my husband. I lost my son. And so losing Finn would just about damn near break me, I think.
Do you believe in the existence of soulmates? And was Arthur your soulmate? Or true love?
I do believe in true love, and I think I do believe in soulmates. I do think that maybe there might be room for more than one, but so far it's been Arthur. I can't imagine life without with someone else. So I'd have to say probably Arthur.
Okay. And what is your biggest secret?
Oh, girl, I got lots of secrets. I ain't going to tell you none of them.
Okay. Let me see if there's anything else I should ask. What, if you were to die and come back as a person, animal, or thing, what do you think you would be and why?
I'd be a butterfly.
Why?
Oh, I just think those butterflies are, you know, they're constantly making themselves better. And you have maybe a shit life going on and you get to like put yourself in a little crusty cocoon and you get to like break free of all of that and spread your wings and become a better person. And I just really like the idea of the butterfly. So I'd probably say that.
Okay. And what is the one thing for which you would most like to be remembered?
Okay. You know, we got ourselves caught up in a little bit of a hiccup here with all of these crazy things that have been happening lately. So I guess if I can get through the next few months and we come out the other side of this thing with these Greek gods that keep coming into our lives, and I, you know, they're creating a big old hoo-ha, and I just didn't know what to think about when I first saw them. And I think if we can come out the other side of that, well then.
Well, you freaked out when you saw.
Well, there's a lot to freak out. I mean, damn, you know. How many people get to have Themis come and float around in their living room? I most people think I'm weird, and yeah, I am weird, but I own that I'm weird. To have weird things happen that I think are weird, well, then that means they're pretty damn near weird, because, you know, who has Themis come into their life and just hover around and float around? So then tell you that you're part of something that you didn't even think actually existed. And, you know, and then you have to try to convince people to come on board, and they all think you're stupid. And, you know, so it can be really, really tricky. If we can come out the other side of this, I'm going to say that's probably going to be my greatest accomplishment. And a close second would be Finn.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
That's about it.
Okay. Well,
if you have any other questions for Dee, please make sure you email Jenny at hello@jennyheckman.com.
She's a good gal. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a pretty good gal too.
And then Jenny is going to send them to Dee, and Dee will answer them.
I'll answer them for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it for this episode of Jenny's Tattletales. Thank you for listening and watching.
We'll see you later. Don't be rocking any.
Here's the
big old flower coming out of my face.
This is gonna be a fun one to edit.
Okay, I think that's gonna wrap it up for Jenny's Tattletales today. I hope you have an absolutely splendid day, and I want to really thank you for joining me, and I hope to hear from you and see you next time.